I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the question is, it's not even a question like what the Browns do. I mean, you got several things, but for Shador, and we shared this in the very open of the show. You can go back and listen to it, 92.3thefan.com, and on the free Odyssey app with the rewind function. You can also go ahead and leave a coming in hotline message if you want to. It's that microphone that's right next to listen live button on your free Odyssey app when you highlight 92.3thefan and your favorite 92.3thefan. You can go ahead and leave that. Keep it within 30 seconds. And use the coming in hotline if you wish, if you will. But depending on the severity of this injury, this is awful for Shador Sanders. And I'll tell you why. In our depth chart, Anthony and I's depth chart, Shador's number two. After Joe Flacco's done, to me, it's like, hey, put him out there. Let's see what he's got. Which, boy, you don't talk about fifth round picks like that. That's why I'm about to get to this here in just a moment. But in the Browns depth chart, clearly, and I know that the unofficial depth charts, whatever, you guys, I mean, we know. It's Joe Flacco, probably Kenny Pickett, probably Dylan Gabriel, maybe you flip one or two. I can't believe that. And then you have Shador Sanders. And Shador goes out there, he plays well. Kevin had planned on starting him on Saturday. Now I can't imagine he's going to play on Saturday. We'll find out more from Kevin coming up at 9:30. If he doesn't play on Saturday, if this is a lingering issue whatsoever, then you get ready for the Rams next week. They're going to ramp up like that to the game, and then you're going with the season. And so you're already had limited reps, if any, to start training camp, and now there's none. This could be so bad. He'll make the team. I think he'll make the team. But this is so bad for his chances of playing earlier, chances to show his stuff. For the Shador fans, this is really, really, really bad news if he's injured to any level where it's like, hey, man, you're going to have to miss a lot of days here to get this thing back. This is really tough after what I thought was a really nice performance on Friday.
Well, and regardless of how all the fans...
What we all thought was a nice performance.
...who are getting all the reports on how bad Dylan Gabriel's been or how good Shador has gotten, what happens now... From here on out, when the goal isn't to sort out the depth chart for everybody, the goal is to get probably Joe Flacco ready for Cincinnati week one. And then every week after that, mm-hmm. How does the coaching staff, how do they evaluate the difference between Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, one who was drafted in the third round, one who was drafted in the fifth round?
What's going to evaluate it just like that?
What's going to matter at this point?
Honestly, if
it's going to be a half a preseason football.
Well, no. What got Dylan Gabriel drafted? You want to know what it is? What got Dylan Gabriel drafted? Wasn't his size. What got him? Say it out loud. This is a radio show, for Christ's sake.
I don't know because I didn't want him drafted.
Okay.
And I've questioned that draft pick. Right, so don't ask me. Ask the Browns.
It wasn't a rhetorical question. Owen got it right. It's for his his knowledge of the game because he's played in three different programs over 6 years. So guess who's going to get the nod before Shedeur Sanders? It's going to be Dillon Gabriel. Because, okay, we have to think less. Shador's coming from a different offense. Shedeur, I was getting texts on Friday. This is what bothered me the most. I did have some. Jordan Schultz is getting insiders texting him going, man, this is really shocking. This is really nice. And then I still got people going, Kenny, you need to calm down. My people are sitting there, you need to calm down. They're taking away a lot. I go, or do we expect there to be 30 pages of offensive plays for him in this setting? They can work together. It made me feel better about Kevin. So now these quote-unquote mental reps will have to be taken advantage. But if you're Kevin, you're thinking, I got to go out in there and I got to try to win a football game. So you're going to go with the guy, unless he is just putrid on Saturday and in preseason game number 3, and he's been putrid apparently to people throughout practice, then you may think differently there. But you're going to go with knowledge of the game, knowledge of the offense. You're going to go with the guy you trust to help you move your offense along. And he physically may not be able to do it, but the guy who's going to end up getting the nod, if neither can really give you a whole bunch in the preseason, it's going to be Dillon Gabriel. So the whole thought of me thinking, man, you could maybe rob this whole situation out and be able to save us from this dire spot that is a guaranteed contract to a guy that nobody wants to talk about or see, God, is Shedeur Sanders. Now you're going to have to wait even longer. This is terrible. For anybody who's a dreamer, this is awful for this franchise.
You know, I remember Brady Quinn talked so much about his very, very rough process of getting into camp and everything that happened with him and how it kind of derailed, you know, potentially his career. And he's been very, very honest about, you know, mistakes that were made and everything. You know, you wonder if 10 years from now, is Shedeur going to be talking about this oblique injury? And it doesn't mean he doesn't have an opportunity to make up for it. This doesn't doom him forever. But you just wonder, sometimes it's wrong place, wrong time. And just the littlest thing, because look at all the momentum he had.
Yeah.
I mean, just making some plays in one preseason game, I don't care who it's against. Just sometimes that opens up the door. You know, I remember Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis came into a random preseason game and got some carries and started to make a splash. And I remember, you know, Shanahan, not Kyle, the other Shanahan, talking about Terrell Davis seizing the opportunity. And next thing you know, he's a Hall of Fame running back. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it is just making the most out of your opportunities. But when you don't get the opportunities, that can really just throw things out of whack for a football player.
Another thing that I figured out here, I think it's more proof that if you just say, man, I can't believe you guys are making a big deal about a fifth round pick, I don't think you're paying attention to anything going on. And you could sit there and blame the media all you want. I mean, I had people I truly respect, their first thoughts were, are they trying to protect his trade value over this? I go, really, Shador's just going to agree to a fake injury?
Right.
Out of this?
Yeah, that's Shedeur who's
going to agree to a fake injury?
Who's very quiet and somebody who's very secretive.
Because, Lima, you blew my mind.
With the 10 guys that film him around every turn.
You blew my mind with what you were reading to me when I was driving yesterday, where it said the people who were freaking out before even it was announced that they had the injury. Because the reports were during the joint practice with the Eagles, everybody else was getting reps and Shedeur was dressed, but he wasn't getting reps. Nobody thought for a second he might not be feeling great. It was immediately.
Also, Kenny, we had the videos that anybody covering the Browns, and I saw even Eagles reporters, they're putting any Shedeur content out they can. So before practice yesterday, before the joint practice, while we were doing the show, I saw multiple videos of Shedeur throwing the football beforehand. So Nobody really had an inkling of what was going on here. I know after the fact, people were looking at his body language and they were like, oh yeah, he wasn't smiling as much. Maybe he had known. What has the reporting been on when he knew that there was an issue?
From what I know, it was before and he thought he might just need to stretch out and he was kind of favoring it. And they're like, you don't need to stretch that to come over here for a second. And then that's when it started.
Okay.
So he was trying to maybe I just got a cramp or something like that, it seemed, from what I was told. And it was like, nah, there's something here. You're not able to move, and this is a little bit odd. So it But well, they hear the
working through the college mindset, right? Because I'm sure in Colorado, it was like, hey, man, get your ass out there. Well, you're the quarterback of the Buffalo.
Yeah, but think about this. I mean, you just played, I know, you missed a couple of throws, and people want to say, gosh, you guys really throw the word great around. Nobody expected him to play that well. He played well. And you have a good outing like that. Things are going your way. Now you have this opportunity. They just said, did they or did they not say he was going to start against Philadelphia? Mm-hmm. So you have this opportunity again, not just against Carolina, because people wanted to say, well, it's the suck-ass Panthers, and you're playing against their second-teamers. Okay, well, the second team for the Philadelphia Eagles is a different animal. So if you're playing against the second-teamers for the Philadelphia Eagles, this is an opportunity for yourself. So he might have just felt it and go, no, that's not happening. No. I'm fine. It's a scratch. But a scratch, and he might have just been lying to himself, which I don't blame him. Here is your opportunity. You've been the most talked about rookie. Nobody has said anything about Cam Ward in America.
No.
And he's the number one overall pick. You were the most talked about rookie in the country. Good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. He knew he had an opportunity. I feel bad for him to a certain degree there because it's not the worst injury in the world, and you might get another opportunity, but when? Depending on the severity of this, hopefully maybe next week, we'll see. And then if it's not next week.
Yeah, imagine, here's what I keep thinking. What if, I know people can laugh, people can drive around and roll their eyes. What if this is the moment where Dylan Gabriel takes off? And how are the Shador people, who are only about Shador, how are they prepared to handle that?
I'm prepared to accept it. I'm prepared to be.
I'm prepared to
wake up with my face sewn to the carpet because everybody and their brother has said how bad Dylan Gabriel is during this training camp.
Sure, 100%. But would you be that shocked if? I mean, I saw this guy make amazing throws on the biggest stages of college football. Would you be shocked?
I would be.
Why?
Because I've just heard nothing but bad things. It's been nothing but bad. I've never heard a prospect come out in camp. They said nicer things about Johnny. It's just, they're not being mean-spirited about Dylan Gabriel. There's just nothing except for Lance Reisland. That's the only guy, and he's a football coach, so maybe I should take his word for more than some of the other ones. I would love to, but I got Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker's been a football player. Ross Tucker analyzes the game. He has the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's on with the guys in the afternoon yesterday. He's like, man, he looks small out there. Looks like he really can't do it. Like, this is not good. So, hey, man, I really, really hope he can do it, because if he can't do it, then what did you spend a third-round pick on this guy for? What did you do this again? I got a guy who fell into your lap in the fifth round, and he's had an unfortunate injury here, but he went out there and played like gangbusters. I don't care if it was the first preseason game. This guy, I don't know if anybody would have any faith if it was any preseason game. 216-474-0092. Yeah, there's wild conspiracy afoot. The $230 million elephant in the room coming up at 8:22. Which that elephant was stampeding on video earlier this week. Highest paid player in Browns history. Nobody wants to see him. Nobody wants to talk about him. Outstanding. First, let's do something nice. Remember 2016? Remember when the Cavs won the championship?
I recall where I was.
Remember when Kyrie Irving hit the shot of a lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie was on his Twitch, and he was watching old highlights. This is from Kyrie Irving's Twitch, and he's got tone. Forget the 3 a.m. sushi comment you made years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyrie Irving has nice things to say about the city of Cleveland.
You know, for me, I've grown up in this industry or grown up in this culture as a winner. I've won a lot of games. I've lost a lot of games. You know what I mean? I've been to the finals. I've won in the finals. I've lost in the finals multiple times. So for me, I'm happy with being able to get a chance to play with good teams. But when you guys make it about one player, it is kind of just weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just one player that you have to promote. Like, we had solid players on our team. And I probably took that for granted more often. Like, when we were really good, I was like, actually pretty good. We got a lot of veterans. We got a lot of people that commit to it. But when you're playing with somebody like Bron or somebody that you guys like to compare him to, it's a different animal. It's a different journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're automatically expected to be at the top of the charts, the top of the league. You know, every time you play with Bron, it's going to be a lot of media attention. It's going to be a lot of back and forth of narratives. It's going to be about a spun narratives. It's going to be a lot of politics. It's going to be a lot that a lot of people don't see in front of the camera. And for me, I was just a young person trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? It's not that I dislike playing with Bron at any time. It was just literally, it was my time to move on. And that's what people got to accept. They want a deeper detailed dive in terms of what happened. It's like, it was my time to move on.
What did you think of what you just heard from Kyrie?
Oh, he says a lot of words a lot of times. I never know. I stopped trying to decode those words years ago because I was always trying to give him the benefit of the doubt just because simply I loved watching him play basketball so much. And he was just unlike any player I'd ever seen. And then he hits a shot like that against the team that was supposed to be unbeatable. Mm-hmm. And so I did everything I could. I bent over backwards to try to figure him out.
The deeper meaning?
I just never could. He seemed to be lost at all times. Does seem like in Dallas, for whatever it is, I don't know if it's him being a parent now or what, but it seems like in Dallas, he's the most normal he's ever been.
He's also gotten older.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 20. When did he leave? 2017?
He's 33.
I mean, you're talking now. About 8 years ago, for crying out loud. He's obviously people change. It does make me... I appreciate the championship. I love the championship. But it does make me appreciate Jose Ramirez more. I just... Man, because you go back to that time. I love the championship. From a radio standpoint, content was great. But it was a time that could be tumultuous here and there. Not just with games, not just with trying to be Golden State. I mean, there were tumultuous times, and the end was certainly acrimonious, it seemed. But, man, it does make me appreciate, because it's like, okay, I want the Guardians to do as well as they possibly can. I would like them to win a championship. I get frustrated by the feeling of, like, hey, you know, that's baseball so many times. Like, no, you're not going to have a guy like this stay like this in this current climate of Major League Baseball. We got to do everything we can to try to make this work with this guy. But at the same time, I'm going, man, I don't have to deal with any of this stuff with Jose Ramirez. The guy's a Hall of Famer. Guy hit a go-ahead home run two nights ago. I know last night didn't go very well with the Guardians and Gavin Williams. I don't think he came back down to earth. I think he just had an emotional roller coaster that happened from the near no-hitter.
Is this the result of going too many innings and too many pitches? Of course, I'm joking.
You want to call up Jonathan? Is he awake?
I would have supported him going 15 innings.
You want to?
Whatever it would have taken.
He only pitched 75 yesterday. Yeah. Do you want to call up Jonathan, though?
Well, I think you knew in the first inning that it probably wasn't going his way.
Have that whole fight?
No, thanks.
Just asking.
So, you know, with Kyrie, I would love to know so much more about the relationship between him and LeBron because really haven't seen any specifics. Outside of, you know, moody LeBron, moody Kyrie, whether or not Kyrie was ever going to be receptive to LeBron-style leadership. Because think about all that we know. There's been a book written about the Kobe-Shaq relationship. And that was a team that had won 3 titles and disintegrated because the two of them could not coexist. Kobe did not respect Shaq's work ethic. And Shaq didn't respect the immaturity of Kobe. And really, they were both immature. Yet we know so much. We know so much. And in fact, after the fact, while Kobe was still living, the regrets that he had, Shaq, not necessarily the regrets that he had, but at least Shaq has been able to look in the mirror and talk about his shortcomings. I feel like we've not gotten any of that with Kyrie and with LeBron. All we've gotten after the fact is LeBron giving him love on social media for outstanding performances, or when, you know, Kyrie went to the finals a few years ago, or after the fact, Kyrie talking about his journey, but how he was immature. But we don't get specifics as to why that relationship derailed, because I will always wonder what that would have been like had Kyrie not felt the need to ask for the trade and to say, I don't want to be here anymore. And next thing you know, he's in, where was he? Was he in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, when we found out the trade request that went public?
Yeah.
Like one of the most bizarre.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I remember exactly where I was when I went public. Yeah, I was on Lake Chautauqua.
I was on a golf course.
Fishing. Yeah. Where I was. The time has passed. I would like to know more. I also think that he just lets you in on it. He's like, man, there's a lot of good players. I think he's saying what I think a lot of people have said, myself has said about playing with LeBron. Nobody plays with LeBron except for Dwayne Wade in his entire 22-year history. You play for LeBron. And I think a lot of guys are really, really, really good basketball players. I mean, Kyrie Irving's a Hall of Famer, for crying out loud. He's got an ego just like every other big-time basketball player would have. Like, there's only so many guys that really understand their role, that really, really get it. Channing Frye understood. Richard Jefferson understood. Good dudes who understand what their role is and how great they are, but they also know the greatness that plays around them. How good they are in the NBA, but the greatness that plays around them. Kyrie Irving, I mean, you're young at that time. You're a number one overall pick. You were seen as the franchise. And then LeBron comes back, his team. It's LeBron's franchise. It's LeBron's area. And that's all common sense because it's LeBron.
Yeah.
It's all common sense. But doesn't mean that Kyrie's going to have an easy time accepting something
and
like that.
And also at that stage of his life, what was common sense to Kyrie?
Exactly. I don't know what's common sense to Kyrie Irving right now.
Think about his worldview. Think about what he thinks about. It's tough. It's tough. Feels like you're in college always talking to somebody who's high. Like, I don't know where you're coming from. I don't understand any of this conversation. I don't get any of that. That's what it always reminded me of when he would do his
reckless speculation.
His word salad. None of it would ever make sense to me. And it was like talking to my buddies in the hallways in college my freshman year. Like, where are you coming from and why am I not on your level?
I don't necessarily want to go that far with it, but yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I've understood Kyrie very little, and to the point where I stopped trying to. I mean, good God, when he was with the Nets and all that stuff, I just didn't care.
Yeah, remember they famously, him and Kevin Durant, should know better, but him and Kevin Durant saying, we don't need a coach.
Yeah.
We don't really need a coach. We just need somebody to have a whistle to organize practice.
It got to the point
where we'll roll the balls out.
It got to the point where I don't really care about it. But if you're looking at how great the Cavs are, like I do, I can't help it. 2016, okay, that was almost 10 years ago. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary now. So you start to think about anniversaries, bringing people back, having nights for people. And my whole thought was, man, can we bring this thing back where he can at least walk out there on the floor someday in the 15 or 20 year reunion and wave to the crowd and get the whole pomp and circumstance there, because you don't want to have any terrible feelings later on, because we've seen the awkwardness between franchises and former players, former stars, guys who were Hall of Famers for him, guys who did things. It's very awkward, and it really makes the fans have arguments that they don't want to have. They just want to enjoy their favorite basketball players, football, baseball players, what have you. And so to hear Kyrie years later, I think that he's saying what a lot of us have said, that I can imagine that if you're a great player, if you are a future Hall of Famer, it's very taxing to play with LeBron, because you see this as a team, but the rest of us, me, just watching, analyzing, whatever it is, you're playing for LeBron. And if I were him, I wouldn't want to accept that. At that age, I wouldn't want to accept that. It's easy for me as an outsider to say this is the way it is, but I think it would be very difficult. So I can get where he's coming from, but I do look at it in both sides. Great player who left. Kevin Love, great player, got his way, got out of here. A lot of guys, they're here for a moment, they leave. Jose's here. And watching him the other night, it just sticks in about how legendary he is. I don't mean to take every single player and take it to Jose, because, hey, you know what? Myles Garrett looks like he's going to play to his last days in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns, because that's basically an untradeable contract. Okay, what type of legacy will there be for Myles? Certainly different from Jose.
Yeah, always,
certainly different.
I love this conversation, especially after like Jose hit the two home runs the other night. And every time Jose has a moment, it's almost like a reflection. Everybody has to step back and say, what does this mean for his legacy? Because we're getting to that point, because we don't know, is Jose ever going to win a World Series? It's really tough. Winning World Series are really hard. So obviously, as a Guardians fan, you're wondering if he's ever going to be in a position to do that after he took the pay cut he did. Mm-hmm. And so it has us. It always gives him a unique feather in the cap that almost no athletes, not just in Cleveland, how many athletes in sports these days can spend over a decade with one team? And it looks like Jose will probably, you know, spend the rest of his days in a Guardians uniform. And think about how unique that is, how cool that is. We just don't get a lot of examples. First of all, in the NFL, so few guys even get to 10 years. But to get to 10 years with one team, that means you've been through there through multiple rebuilds. In the NBA, guys, the superstars are having such long careers, but what do we know about superstars in the league? They never stayed in one place, with the exception of who? Kobe Bryant, Dirk, Paul, not Paul Pierce. He ended up going elsewhere. Like, so few guys actually get to do it. So it gives Jose an all-time bragging rights. It still doesn't mean he's ever a better Cleveland athlete than LeBron. Well, there's nobody that can ever replace that for
that,
me.
But you look at the how
isn't there a difference between Cleveland athlete and athlete in Cleveland?
Yes.
Because I think Cleveland athlete is a representation of the city, an ambassador for the city. It not necessarily just played his career in the city, right? I think athlete in Cleveland, obviously LeBron's the greatest one to ever, you know, lace it up and play with Cleveland on his uniform, but
you'd say most endearing to the Cleveland fans,
yeah,
because
an embodiment of what you want him to represent.
Yeah, there's no emotional complexity to it. It's Jose, amazing. Home team discount, never caused issues. Always, always made you prideful.
Hasn't come out in these bad seasons and went, trade me. I know I have a no trade. Wave it and trade me.
I think
I get that. I totally get that.
There's so many, very few guys that if you tore back some of the, any facade or anything, they are just 100% beloved by their fan base. Jose is that guy. There's always going to be idiots on the internet, but Jose is that guy. How many guys can you really think of off the top of your head? Like Jim Kelly. I get weird messages from Bills fans. And whenever I did the CBS show about Jim Kelly, and like that, I'm like, dude, Jim Kelly. It's like, nah, Ken, you don't know how this all started. And there's people still. It's like, what? What? Terry Bradshaw. Every now and then, Steelers fans get mad at him.
Well, Jose's never given us the reason to do that. Think about what TJ Watt and Cam Hayward have just done, what Miles did with us. Obviously, we've gone over with LeBron, and it's so rare to have an athlete that, and again, you know, Jose doesn't want to talk politics. He doesn't want to talk about current events. He doesn't want to be, you know, famous by saying outlandish things on social media. So he's never given a reason for you. Now, I again, like the politics thing, hey, if a player wants to speak his mind and thinks he can affect change, like, I think that's a really cool thing. Even if I disagree with that, we've always wondered which players would have the bravery to put their brand at risk to feel something about something that's going on in the public. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had people at times over the years, I've had people tweet us like, why are you sitting idly by when this is happening in our government or in the state or the city? And I'm like, you know, that's just not at this stage of my life. That's not what I really want to do. So I'll never bag on anybody for if they want to speak their mind out. But I do think, to Owen's point about endearing themselves to Clevelanders and just the no nonsense, I care about sports and that's what I want my athletes to do. Like, Jose is going to be the guy that passes that test every time.
He's also the only one where I don't have to look at just business of it, because there's so many guys I know that, like the Cam Hayward situation in Pittsburgh. I know you're talking Steelers. That situation, like, he is reviled by some people right now this morning over there, where he just signed his contract. It's like, business is business. And I could say, hey, business is business. You are as good to us as your last play. And if you're no longer usable to us, goodbye. Because I know that you're going to want more money. Jose's different from all that. And there's just very few guys that I think any city, there's always one or two guys in every city, but you really can't think of them off the top of your head. And at a place like this where, yeah, guys play here and then we're waiting for them to ask for a trade. Guys play here for the Browns, we're waiting for them to ask for a trade. Same thing with the Cavs. I don't see that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
When's the next guy you think about that? With Jose? Other than Jose? Is there one? I don't see it.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, it was not a great night last night at Progressive Field as the Cleveland Guardians fell to the Miami Marlins 11-4, a game in which I saw Edwards hit that leadoff home run against Williams on the top of the first inning. I thought, this is not going to be our day. And Williams did not have a solid outing after his near no-hit performance against the Mets last week, went just three innings, giving up the four runs. Williams talking about how he felt in the week leading up to his start against the Marlins.
I mean, I threw 126 pitches last outing. I mean, the whole body was a little fatigued, but it's still no excuse. I went out there and pitched no matter what. I should have done better than what I did.
And he also did not use the, when asked, the days extra that he got off from his start between the Mets and the Marlins there. Just not a tough day for him.
He does mention the pitching. Does that... The amount of pitches that he had in the game previously.
Is and then
he
said it wasn't an excuse. Jonathan.
That's what I'm wondering.
Jonathan, it's up to you, man, this afternoon. Is it Champions Post? I got another question. You really thought it was over in the top of the first?
Yeah.
I had full faith that they would come back against the Marlins, and then when they did, it's our game. I didn't in the sixth inning, but after that,
well, they did have the rally later on in the game. Gabriel Arias tied the game with a, how about this? A home run hit to the left side for Arias, which seems so rare nowadays. But after they gave up the following home run, that was where I was like, all right. And Marcy had a really solid game. That guy's only been up for 2 weeks, but they're saying Kafis superstar.
Corner right now, go.
1-for-3 performance from Colin Joseph Kafis in this game. Had a single, also had a stolen base and a strikeout.
He was ready for it.
I wasn't ready for that one. There were days like yesterday.
Yeah, but
where
I feel like I'm just getting the box score right now. I'm going to need a little more.
How intimate do you want me to get on the details of Colin Joseph Kafis' performance?
Why don't you get it between the sheets? Let's do this.
I think that's what everybody's clamoring for. That's what ignited the entire bit, was that somebody on this show could not believe that we were not more thrilled about the call-up and his opportunity to help this team down the stretch.
I just didn't want to make too big of a deal about it because I didn't want to put too much pressure on the young man. That's all. I was basically getting cussed out on social media. Owen's right. I go, I just don't want to put too much pressure.
We're basically putting all the pressure that would have been on DeLauder if he had been healthy and Bazana if he had not gotten the injury 2 months prior.
I didn't say you weren't right. I just said I didn't want to put too much pressure on
Let's emphasize that.
They lost nine games.
You were right. Yeah, you're right.
Nine runs in the run differential column, Kenny. So they're chasing. They're still chasing.
Still 60.5 games back of the Tigers. Going to Browns camp yesterday in Philadelphia. Obviously, the Browns dealing with numerous quarterback injuries right now. We have Kenny Pickett, Shador Sanders yesterday. The one healthy quarterback we have right now throughout this training camp, 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
We're in that room together, and we're all doing things together. But when it comes out in this field, like, I'm not super worried about what Dylan's doing to get back from his hamstring. I'm focused on us getting better and us doing the best we can against Philly, and that includes him. Like, you know, you want to see him get out there and have good reps and do those things.
You got to be wondering what's going through his mind right now as, like, the grizzled vet who's the only one that's been on the field the entire time, but not on the playing field.
I really don't wonder what's going on through his head right now. He's 40 years old. He's been in the NFL for 17 years. I think he's kind of giving you what he thinks. Hey, he's been pretty honest, brutally honest, I would say, how Joe Flacco's thought. Have you thought that Joe Flacco was holding anything back during this entire offseason / preseason?
No, I found it very interesting that I would love to know what Joe Flacco really feels about what's behind him. With the quarterbacks and the young quarterbacks.
Like, if he thinks they're
good? And the rookies. Like, his buddies have got to be texting him every day, like, hey, ESPN, they led with Shador. They have training camp stat breakdowns. Hey, the big station in Cleveland, the big show in Cleveland, they're talking about Shador. 923 The Fan, they're talking about Shador. And he's just got to, he knows it. He knows the league. It's not like this has surprised him. Maybe he legitimately does not care. Maybe
he also did it with Drew Locke,
yes,
and Zach Wilson, and
boy, you're right. Oh, and that's
Anthony Richardson.
It's a great point, because maybe that is a big reason why they felt comfortable bringing him in. Like, that guy is not going to be threatened at all by what's behind
Lamar
him.
Lamar Jackson.
He's not.
He did it with all those guys.
I think the last time he was threatened was with Lamar Jackson.
Yes, how long ago was that?
That was a long time ago.
They were also making packages for Lamar, even though Joe was the starter. Lamar had packages, and then, you know, Harbaugh had to save his job, and he did it. He saved his job.
This is after we beat him. Continue, Mitch.
Saying in the sport of football, it's been a busy week for one former head coach, John Gruden, who not only recently had a win in court over his NFL lawsuit, but talked with Georgia's football team.
That'd be funny after he won the court case if the judge sent him a big box for him to open up with the verdict?
What and, would be in the, oh man, what's in the box?
Gavel. Hey, judge gave me the gavel. Starts
guys.
Going through.
What's like the
Judge Richards?
What's the
of all my favorite judges? This is the judge right here. Opening up the box, great judge.
Then
he starts with the whole thing.
Used to do some clerical work in Supreme Court. Oh, that's nice. Thomas.
Yes,
Clarence Thomas.
Stack of writs right here. Look at this. Did you just say Clarence Thomas? Yes. I'm sorry. I should have just let you in on that, and that should have been the end of that right there.
I'll tell you what. You kept it much more clean, both of you did, than what Gruden did for the Bulldogs in disclosing how he wants to keep his coaching opportunities open, maybe in the Southeastern Conference.
The only reason I really came here is I want to coach again. I'm being honest with you. I do not bull either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. What I know about the SEC is it's getting harder. The SEC's getting harder. They tell me Texas is in the SEC. Woo. They tell me Oklahoma's in the SEC. Damn, Texas A&M. You know who your biggest opponent is? You. You're your biggest opponent. Ego. That's your biggest opponent. Greed. Jealousy. Your cell phone. You guys dig it? You got to make sure you're in charge of you.
Fun fact, Gruden has not coached in the SEC since he was a grad assistant at Tennessee in 1987.
Okay, Kenny, you...
Things change.
Maybe...
Reading the plot of Seven for a second.
Confirm this or tell me I'm crazy. His personality, like he's the cartoon character that's been John Gruden.
Hey, it's him.
I feel like it's been ratcheted up even more, but I also feel... Like when he was doing Monday Night Football, I think he was always thinking, I'm going to get back into coaching. So I got to watch what I say. I can't truly be me. I can't. Now this version of John Gruden, I think, is so much more entertaining. That now I want this version of John Gruden calling games. Like, yes, and I'd love to see him coach. I'd love to see Big Ten, SEC, whatever. Hell, the Fun Belt, Mid-America Conference. I think he would be so much fun to coach. But I'd also like this version to be in a broadcast booth. Because this one is way better. This is way better than the John Gruden I remember doing games.
The Mac is under attack right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean it to come out like that. You have a Kent State job that has an interim head coach right now. It's time. It's time. It's time for one of these schools to make a splash.
What would you do to be in the booth with John Gruden?
My God.
He'd kiss his bare ass to be in the booth with John Gruden on live television.
I'd spot for free.
You're going to kiss it, Lima. That's what you're going to do right now.
That's it for about last night.
Flip right double. X jet. 36 counter naked waggle at 7. X quarter on 1. Ready, bleep, and break.
He's 61.
That's it?
Yes. He can have 3 more coaching jobs.
He looks so much younger than that.
2. At least 2. He can have 2 more coaching jobs.
Mary Kay Cabot, 8:22 this morning.
Can we get him in the NFL? Could that be part of the settlement? Like, all right, which team? Which bad team do you want to coach?
Well, Tone.
Let's see. Where are you from again? What team did you grow up watching?
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music,
or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.